here recently there was a couple of people came in with questions because of that 2 minutes with the Bible, and there were some pretty controversial remarks that were made in the thing. I don't necessarily go along with, if you remember, Brother Stamm, he was a pretty notorious Bible corrector, and he was of the viewpoint that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. So there were several things that I saw that, that I just can't see, I just don't agree with. I guess that's everybody's prerogative, isn't it, to agree or disagree. Morning, Gracie. Top of the morning to you. Well, we're all here now, I guess. Gracie's here. We can start. Say today's was something else, was it, Ron? There were some people coming in here a couple of weeks ago and had some questions about some things that were said in that. Some of those things date back. I've got some PDF files that date back into the 30s, and I can see that my understanding is just not in accord with some of the things that those guys wrote back then. They had two or three different old publications, grace-type publications that they published back in those days, and evidently those PDF files were taken from them. They're pretty lengthy. In other words, they're kind of long magazine-like articles. But there's some of the things that it seems to me that some of those earlier writers just didn't have. They either didn't have a clear understanding on the rightly divided word of truth, or their point of view was just different than mine is. Hello, Sodium. Can Brother Moore point to a mentor, faithful man in his life? I've never heard him mention a specific man's name, Daryl, but he learned the grace message at a meeting in Mobile, Alabama, Baptist. He was an ordained Baptist preacher at a point in his life. And from my understanding of the things that I've heard Brother Moore say, that's where he came to an understanding of the grace message. So whoever the person was, I'm sure he was a faithful man, wasn't he? And I just got to say that I wouldn't hesitate to say it, I thank the Lord for the ministry of E.C. Moore. And I know that a lot of other people can probably say the same thing. He showed me the truth, and he taught me a bunch of truth. So I'm really grateful for him and others other than him. And I'm grateful for the folks here on Pal Talk and everybody that stands for the word of truth rightly divided. It's a minority, isn't it? It's a small minority of fundamental denominational religion.